The 37th Ann Arbor Folk Festival kicks off this Friday. This year's celebrated national acts include artists like Iron and Wine and Nico Case, but the festival also features local bands. One band is the Appleseed Collective, based in Ann Arbor. As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East, Stateside's Mercedes Mejia sat down with the group to talk about the new album Young Love and hear a live studio performance.
You hate to hear the news, I listen to it every day. See the world through rose-colored glasses, and your favorite color is gray.
A revival of roots music seems to be underway in Michigan. Yes, even in this age of iPods and auto-tuned voices. The Appleseed Collective is a band of five young people making a name for themselves by exploring Americana music and sharing it with enthusiastic audiences. And while the instrumentation is traditional, they're taking a new approach to old-time music. The Appleseed Collective is Andrew Brown, Brandon Smith, Vince Russo, Katie Lee, and Ben Ralston. I asked Brown and Lee just what drew them to roots music.
You know, it kind of started in high school. I actually got into things like AC/DC and Guns N' Roses and like rock and roll. And then from there, I went back to the blues. And then from there, I went back to pre-war, you know, like the Delta blues. And from there, kind of got more into swing. And then I went into New Orleans. And after spending 4 or 5 days there, I came back up. And that's when this band kind of started.
Well, and it's really interesting because you guys really delve into this traditional music. You have a washboard in the band. How do you make this traditional music relevant to today's audience, do you think?
Well,
we're not trying to.
We're not really playing. We have a traditional instrumentation, but we're not really playing traditional music. It's really hard, you know, when I'm trying to sell the band to someone, I'm trying to describe to them what it is, and I can list a lot of things that are influences, but, you know, it's 2014 and the context is now. And, you know, while I listen to a lot of Django Reinhardt and old Dixieland stuff, I've also listened to Radiohead and lots of different things. So modern music as well. So it's kind of just this amalgam of these influences filtered through me and the other songwriters in the band and all the players in the band. And, you know, I mean, it's not really traditional music. We can't really sell ourselves. We're not really trying to be that.
Right. You say it's Americana. It's jazz, folk, gypsy. You feel a little bit of
swing.
Everything. Swing, blues.
When people see us, they think we're going to be a bluegrass band, but we really don't play that much bluegrass.
Right.
I almost sometimes describe our band as, or the band I really want us to be, as a bizarre love triangle of Tom Waits, the Punch Brothers, and Django Reinhardt. You know?
That's what it is.
Those are all very different sounding musics. So,
I don't feel like we've yet found an audience that hasn't agreed with what we're doing. I think personally, our biggest audience has been people who are a little bit older, or at least they get more passionate sometimes than the really young folks. In that, you know, sometimes we do play things like Dinah and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And people who are in their 60s or 70s or 80s stand up during our set and clutch their hearts. And they haven't heard that in so long. And so it's cool to me that we can appeal to that. We can also appeal to, you know, the festival goers who are in their mid-20s and just dancing crazy for us. So it's interesting.
Once I'll live the life of a
That's Katie Lee of the Appleseed Collective singing Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out in studio at Michigan Radio.
Oh, I just didn't care. Took all my friends out for a good time. Buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I'm again solo.
There really is a roots music and Americana music revival happening right now. And maybe it's always been happening.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I found that babies love our music.
Why
I mean,
is
we
that?
Once were, I, you know, I'm not sure. I think it's just I don't know. We sometimes busk on the street when we're touring. Mm-hmm. And once in New York City, we found this, unbeknownst to us, we found like the spot to be, because we were right next to this downtown kids park. Let me tell you, after about 5 minutes, no one wanted to play on the swings anymore. It was like an amphitheater of strollers around us. And then once one baby walked up and threw a dollar in the thing, and then Vince rings his little ring for service bell every time someone throws a dollar in, so he gets a reaction from the percussionist when they throw a dollar in. It was just like making it rain.
That's Andrew Brown with Katie Lee of the Appleseed Collective talking about their music. Young Love is the title of their newest album. But before we talk about love, let's listen to the song, The Inability to Feel.
The inability to feel, smell and taste, see and hear you. It's what drives me mad. Ragged breath fogging up the glass. It's not about the way you make me feel. Can't be counting cards to see if hearts are real.
Andrew, tell me about this song.
The inability to feel is, in my own personal opinion, the best song I ever wrote, and I don't feel like I wrote it. It was that line, the inability to feel, touch, smell, taste, that sort of idea actually came to me when I was down in Florida and getting what I thought was going to be a massage from a massage therapist, but she was kind of a little bit more of like an energy healer, and I was dating a woman at the time that lived far away, so I was in a long-distance relationship, which is heartbreaking in and of itself. And this lady, I hadn't told this lady this, and she's just, you know, has me on her massage table, and she starts muttering under her breath. And one of the things she's muttering is, the thing that disrupts you is the inability to feel, touch, smell, taste. And I just grabbed that. And that was in my head for a long time. Flash forward 4 months, and that song comes out, relatively fully formed, like plucked out of the ether. So I don't really feel like I wrote it, but, you know, when it comes to the publishing rights, I'm going to take them. And it's kind of about, you know, how you can love someone so much, and then if you get hurt by them so much, you still want them, you're still attached, but you can't actually love them truly anymore. And so it's like you have the problem of the inability to feel, because you can't really feel that you're in love with them, yet you can't really feel that you can go away. And that's sort of a...
Right. I'm sure a lot of people are saying, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
And I'm curious to know more about the theme of your new album, because it seems like this one is more sentimental than your last. I read this on your website. The band leads its listeners through a narrative of some of love's more cynical chapters, touching on sordid relationships, broken hearts, and eventual loss of love. How did this theme of love come about?
I guess from heartbreak, you know, you kind of, young love is kind of that feeling of like, this is it. And so where are we now past this is it? And that's sort of, young love is kind of trying to tell the story of being there and this is it, and then also go past, we've, you know, past the heartbreak and through the this is it, we're past love now, and almost, you know, looking back fondly on those times, you know, like the old guy in the park watching the school kids walk hand in hand.
So do you feel a little wiser coming out of this?
I am, I feel like I'm an old soul, and I'm getting older.
Hey. It's young love, a better chew in the bowl. A Noah's Ark of unbroken hearts can be hard to keep afloat. And I say, hey, hey, it's young love. You see them walking two by two. But the memories smell like milk and honey. Me, I'm sleeping back to summertime.
The Appleseed Collective is Andrew Brown, Katie Lee, Brandon Smith, Vince Russo, and Ben Ralston. Their CD is Young Love, out from Earthwork Music. You can see the band perform a few songs in studio. Just search for Songs from Studio East on the website, michiganradio.org.
Young in love with the grown women, but we're walking through the woods and chasing butterflies.
large and quarter of tears to weep. And it's a wide knuckle keel switch, a broom handle sweep. You push me away like I'm the garbage heap. But young love's finest, young love's fire.
And thanks to Mercedes Mejia for that great profile.